June 6, 1975, the last time the British people had their say on whether or not to stay inside the European Union. 67% of voters were in favour, so Britain has remained part of the growing economic bloc, now made up of 28 nations. Fast forward 40 years, the UK holds an election and returns David Cameron's Conservative Party to power. It allows him to deliver on a key promise made to satisfy many in his own party: a national vote on the UK's membership of the EU to be held by the end of 2017.
Yes, we will deliver that in-out referendum on our future in Europe.
Cameron wants Britain to stay in the EU, but says he needs a better deal to sway British voters. He's demanding reform in four key areas.
We want to have a Europe where we're not subsumed into a super state, but we can be proud and independent. We want a Europe that is competitive. We want a Europe that respects our currency and treats us fairly, and we want a Europe that takes the pressure off in terms of migration.
Migration is the big contentious one. Cameron believes many Europeans come to Britain because of generous government benefits to low-paid workers, and he initially pushed for a deal that would see migrants go without those benefits for 4 years. But the EU said, no way, that's discrimination. So the suggested compromise is an emergency break where benefits can be suspended temporarily if migration rates are causing excessive pressure on the country. Cameron says this draft agreement is real progress.
If we can secure what's in this document and finish off the details and improve it still further, we'll be able to show that on balance, Britain is better off, more secure, more prosperous, better chance of success for all our families and all our people inside this reformed European Union.
But critics aren't impressed. One anti-EU pressure group called it a worthless package of so-called reforms. The EU leadership also has a tough sell convincing other member states to embrace compromise. European Council President Donald Tusk reminded them the stakes are high, tweeting, "To be or not to be together, that is the question." Now the focus is thrashing out the detail to secure a final agreement at an EU summit this month. If successful, the British people could soon learn when they will get to vote. The earliest possible date would be in June. Phil Black, CNN, London.